The government would like to change the name away from swine flu to the H1N1 virus because, they point out, you cannot contract this virus, this flu, by eating pork products. Meanwhile, the White House is now asking Congress for $1.5 billion to ramp up the fight against this virus. From coast to coast, border to border, this flu outbreak appears to be picking up speed, with the government warning it has the potential to get much worse.
It is very likely that we will see more serious presentations of illness and some deaths as we go through this flu cycle.
In New York, hundreds of school kids have come down with flu symptoms, forcing several schools to close. More schools closed in Texas. But so far, most victims report rather mild symptoms.
The first symptom was a cough and nausea, and then I just started getting really bad headaches and cough and everything and really bad stomach pains.
Classic flu symptoms, according to doctors.
The upper respiratory component, the stuffy nose, the runny nose, the sore throat, the cough, and the fever.
While some 35,000 Americans die in a typical flu season each year, there is no vaccine for the swine or H1N1 virus. And fear has got state health department hotlines ringing across the country. Meanwhile, investigators looking for the source of this virus remain focused on Mexico.
I'm Kerry Sanders in Mexico City, where the medical mystery continues. Health officials are continuing to look for the source of the swine flu. Attention is now focused on a pig farm in Veracruz. Meantime, residents are stocking up on food, preparing for what could be a long haul.
I'm Miguel Almaguer along the U.S.-Mexico border. This is the busiest point of entry on land anywhere in the United States. On any given day, some 100,000 people will cross through this area. Most are aware of the travel advisory, but they're not wearing those protective masks, confident their health is not in jeopardy.
But on the California side of the border, the governor has declared a state of emergency to more quickly stockpile drugs and supplies. And from the CDC in Atlanta,
if you're sick, if you have a fever and you have flu-like illness, stay home.
Both the federal government and state governments have stockpiled antivirals like Tamiflu. They have been shown to be effective in helping to combat the symptoms, and they are prepared, says the CDC, to ramp up even more of those antivirals should this continue to spread.